This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Carlos Morales, and back with me with some sniffles, thanks to allergies, is yes. Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, Friday night, Waco Civic Theater is bringing their latest production to stage, Almost Maine, the story of a town that's so far north, it's almost not in the United States, mm-hmm. it's almost in Canada, so it's kind of on this like liminal stage, it doesn't exist, and the town never got around to organizing it, so it's just almost. Yeah, that starts tonight and continues through the weekend. Tickets are $18 to $20, and again, this is at the Waco Civic Theater. But if a night of theater isn't what you want to do, you could head down to the Ferrell Center to catch the Harlem Globetrotters. They'll be bringing their brand of basketball wizardry to Waco. That's going to be tonight at 7, and tickets are $22 to $100.
And then on Saturday morning, a couple of kind of health-related things that are really neat coming to town. One is the Holy Spirit Episcopal Church, which if you don't know where that is, it's kind of behind Target off of Wooded Acres, is doing a program called Mental Health First Aid. It goes from 8:30 in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's free of charge. This is a really terrific program. The purpose of it is to help just regular people like you and me to be able to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness and substance abuse disorder. So it just gives you the skills you need to reach out and provide that initial help and support to someone who may be developing one of these kinds of disorders and experiencing a crisis, because a lot of times, you know, most of us don't really know what to do to help, but oh my gosh, it could make such a difference for somebody to have that initial intervention. So that is 8:30 to 5 at the Holy Spirit Episcopal Church off of on Wooded Acres Drive, free of charge, materials and food included. So if you're interested in all in that topic, I would encourage you to go. But then also Saturday morning, a program called For Women for Life is taking place at Baylor Scott and White Hillcrest Hospital over on Medical Boulevard. It is a chance to, I guess it's not too late to say, get your year started off right being a healthier, happier you. This one is going to be particularly focused on women's health. There's going to be all kinds of informational presentations, health screenings, healthy cooking demonstration, all that kind of thing, 8:30 to 11:30 at Baylor Scott & White, Hillcrest.
And on Saturday morning at the Woodway Family Center, starting at 9, is the Woodway Youth Commission 5K and 10K. And so all proceeds from this race will be donated to the Texas Police Chiefs Association Foundation, and they'll use it, the funds, for police officers' death benefits. Pre-registration for this race is $25 or $30 the day of, and again, this is Saturday morning at 9.
And if you're a writer, particularly if you are a Christian writer, the Christian Writers Workshop is kicking off again at First Baptist Church of Woodway. They've done this for a few years now. It's a great opportunity to get together with other writers and hear, you know, published authors. So at from 9 to noon on Saturday is going to be their kickoff event, and the featured speakers, authors, are going to be Elizabeth Oates and Bradley Turner.
And over at the Bonnie's Greenhouse, they're going to have a fairy garden class. So you can learn all about how to make a fairy garden using plants and other supplies from the nursery, things you might have around your garden. That's going to be from 10 in the morning until noon.
And then just a little bit later in the morning, well, actually starting at 10 o'clock, is I think this is one of the neatest programs we have in town for kids. You know, it comes up on Saturdays throughout the year, but it's sponsored by the Art Center of Waco, and it's called the Exploring Great Artists Kids Class. So you and your kid can go and learn about some famous artist that we've all heard of, and then do some art that is related to that particular artist's style. It costs $10, and it's going to be at 10 o'clock at the Art Center of Waco, which is over on MCC campus.
And also Saturday morning from 10 to 1, is a polar plunge, you know, dip into all this cold water, but it goes for a benefit. It'll be to support the local Special Olympics Texas athletes. So it's a cold challenge, but it's for a good. And that's going to be $30 to $60 over at the Waco Family YMCA on 6800 Harvey.
And then a couple of neat things going on at the libraries in town, a genealogy beginners class. We have a passionate group of genealogists in town that get together and research family history. And so this is your chance to orient yourself and get involved in that. Even if you're just a beginner, Bill Buckner and Norma Cannata are two of the experts in town, and they'll be leading this session from 10:30 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon at West Waco Library. And then the Heart of Texas Storytelling Guild is going to be at South Waco Library from 10:30 to 11:30. So if you are interested in storytelling, you can come and listen and share and tell and learn. And it's all free and just a lot of fun. So 10:30 to 11:30 at South Waco Library is the Storytelling Guild.
And also on Saturday, the local group Keep Waco Beautiful will be having their cleanup event. They're going to meet over at Cohen Park, and they're going to have, you know, pickers, gloves, bags, everything you need to help beautify the area. That's going to be from noon till 3 in the afternoon, again at Cohen Park.
And then at 2 o'clock at East Waco Library, the Teen Year in Review. So this is a great opportunity for teenagers who love books to get together and talk about what their favorite books were of 2016. And then they're all going to get the chance to do a video book review in front of the green screen. So if you're kind of interested in doing that, that'd be a lot of fun. See what books won all the big awards, and even have a chance to win some prizes yourself. That'll be fun. And then for grown-ups, also at 2 o'clock at Central Library, there is the Author Alley series. So you can get the year started off right. The authors this month are going to focus on health-related issues. So the discussion is going to be about the book Rising Star, Achieving Your Full Potential in Sports and Life. And the authors are Dan Vallahu and David Hill, who are from the local WRS Athletic Club. So that's 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock at Central Library.
And Saturday is also a Maker's Edge second birthday. So they'll be celebrating. They're going to invite and open their doors up to the community. You can go down and get some snacks and just check out the area. Their little workshops, they have a pottery area now and expanded shop tools and even a hardware store. So you can go check out what Maker's Edge is all about. That's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30 in the night, and this is a free event.
Yeah, and then heading on into the week, Monday is, of course, Movie Monday.
That's
at the Hippodrome. This is a joint project of Baylor Student Activities and the Hippodrome, where they show a movie on Monday nights throughout the school year for free. They're free, but tickets are required, and you can get them at the Baylor Student Center ticket office or pick them up at the Hippodrome. And the movie starts at 7, and this week it is going to be Lion, which, if you hadn't heard about this story, it's fascinating. It's this little boy, 5 years old, Saru, who gets lost in Calcutta, separated from his family, and somehow manages to survive and eventually is adopted by an Australian family. And then later, as a grown-up, from just the tiny little memories he had when he was less 5 years old, finds his real mom and dad. So it's a terrific, neat story. 7 o'clock, free, at the Hippodrome, Lion.
And on Tuesday, Baylor Theater is presenting their production of Dancing at Lugnasa. So a night filled with dance and music. This is going to be at the Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Building and starts at 7:30. But the show will continue until February 4th with various show times. You can find out ticket prices at Baylor's website.
Yeah, and then Tuesday is also the day of an annual event called Project Homeless Connect. And what this is an annual one-stop shop for some of the homeless people in town, where they get a chance to find out about healthcare resources, education, pet care, haircuts, employment, housing assistance. They just try to pull all these resources together into one stop and try to help as many homeless people in town get connected to those resources as possible. They can almost always use volunteers. It's from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Waco Convention Center.
And also on Tuesday is Squish Scribble Splat. It's a toddler art class, and they could just explore art through these different sensory activities, and they can mess around and get a little dirty, have fun. This is for kids, toddlers through pre-K. It's going to be from 10:30 to 11:30. Cost is $10. And this is at the Art Center of Waco on McLean Community College's campus. But if you have little younger kids, like newborns to 12 months. Yeah, babies. Over at the West Waco Library, starting at 10:30, they're going to have baby time. So it's just going to have story times, songs, a little finger plays, just all these different activities. And that's at the West Waco Library.
And then also on Tuesday from 6:30 to 7 p.m., NAMI, which is the National Alliance for Mental Illness, is having a program called Homefront, about Homefront Education. And this is a free 6-session education program for family, friends, and significant others of military service members and veterans with mental health conditions. So it focuses particularly on the unique needs of military and veteran communities, post-deployment, post-discharge transitions. It's designed to help the family and to support loved ones, to maintain their own well-being. The teachers are all family members who've experienced the military culture, so this is a great opportunity if you are a veteran or a family member of a veteran to participate in this program and get some really useful ideas and support. It's from 6:30 to 7:30. It's free, and it's going to be at the Doris Miller VA over on 4800 Memorial Drive, Building 93.
And also on Tuesday, a part of the Academy for Leadership Development lecture at Baylor, Dr. Eboo Patel will be lecturing. He was a member of former President Barack Obama's inaugural advisory council on faith-based neighborhood partnerships. And he's also a leading voice in the movement for interfaith cooperation. And he'll be talking starting at 7 p.m. And this is going to be at the Cashin Building, the fifth floor of Baylor University.
Yeah, and then on Wednesday, the Christian Writers Workshop is meeting again from 6 to 7. This is at First Baptist Church Woodway. They're going to have three local authors speak, Mary Hamilton, Ken Hagens, and Sharon Payne, and they do all different kinds of things. I think Mary Hamilton does kind of kids' books, young adult books. Ken Hagens is a poet. Sharon Payne has done an ebook. So if you're a budding Christian author and you'd like to get together with some other writers or hear about writing, from 6 to 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church Woodway, Christian Writers Workshop.
And Wednesday night, if you're a big trivia fanatic, you want to head down to Bear Arms Brewery because they're hosting their weekly trivia night. And you can go and participate, have a drink or two. And this is going to be at 2515 LaSalle from 7 to 10 Wednesday night. And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, is the Director's Forum, The Art and Science of Texas Dinosaurs. So they're going to have a series of lectures starting Thursday, one at 10:30 in the morning and another at 2 in the afternoon, different lectures, and then another one on Friday. Tickets are $10 per lecture or $25 for all three, and this will be at the Mayborn Museum. And also, there's a director's forum lunch starting at noon with some of the lecturers. This is a $40 luncheon. The lecturers will be available for book signing. And again, this starts Thursday at the Mayborn Museum.
And just winding up Thursday, one of the things that I love about Waco is just the diversity of different musical things that you can do. And so Thursday night is a perfect example of that. You could yourself play along with the Waco Ukulele Orchestra at 6:30 at Cotton Patch Sound Design. Mm-hmm. Or you could go to the Stars Over Texas Jamboree at 7 o'clock at the Lee Lockwood Museum. If you had never been to that, it's kind of a family-style musical jamboree with country oldies, gospel, bluegrass, kind of think Branson on the Brazos sort of feel. Or at 7:30, you could go to the Distinguished Artists Series at Roxy Grove Hall at Baylor to hear John Nakamatsu, an American pianist who came to international attention in 1997 when he won the 10th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. So wherever you are on the musical scale, get it? Scale?
That's good.
Yeah. There's something for you in Waco.
Wonderful. A lot to do. Thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.